In my dream, I am walking alone through a field of dry grass as far as I can see. I have an overwhelming feeling of being all alone in my walk. I recall how I have tried to explain to others how I feel so alone. I look behind me and there is no one. I am wondering about the dangers as I walk along. There are many rocks and holes to try to trip me. I know that rattlesnakes are in the dry grass ready to attack. I look down to see I am wearing pure white, thick, protective boots. I now look ahead and see someone who is bright white and comes quickly toward me. As he gets closer, I realize it is Jesus. I am excited and want to run to him, but he tells me to stay where I am. He comes to me and we begin to walk together with him at my right side. I notice that every time he places a bare foot on the ground, the grass turns green and beautiful wildflowers bloom. I look behind me and see a long trail of green grass with flowers where I have been walking. I did not see this when I walked alone. I am thinking about how he has been walking with me and I didn't even know it. I look at him and am thinking, "Thank you for being with me." He smiles, looks at me, and says, "I have told you many times I am always with you and will never leave your side." I tell him there is much I need to talk with him about. He looks at me, smiles, and says, "Let us continue to walk along together." He calls me by my heavenly name before I can ask him my first question. He begins answering it. "You are thinking, how is it that I am here walking with you when I will not walk this earth till I make it all new? You are thinking how the new Jerusalem will descend and I will place my feet on a great mountain and it will become a great plain. First, one must understand what I wrote in Joel 2:28 and Acts 2:17. I said, I will pour out my spirit upon all. Men and women will prophesy in my name. The older will receive dreams, the younger will have visions. This is a dream. A dream happens when you are asleep. A vision happens when you are awake. I am not actually walking physically with you right now. I am officiating in the most holy place on your behalf as well as all others. It has been misunderstood by some who thought when I showed you that I was kneeling next to my prophet Ellen White that I was actually there. They also thought the same when I instructed Joe Cruz to write the book Creeping Compromise. I am in the most holy place, but I am also with you in a dream. He calls me by my heavenly name and says, "You are not alone. You are never alone. I walk with you always." You recall the personal dream I shared with you when you asked in a silent prayer if I was the author of the dreams. In that silent prayer, Satan could not hear your words. You ask if you were alone in this ministry. I have called you. You are to continue to share the messages I have given you. In the dream, I sang to you the song in the garden. And I walk with you, and I talk with you, and I tell you, you are my own. Do not feel alone. You are not. I am with you, not in flesh, but my Holy Spirit walks with you. I have heard and answered many of your private prayers that have not been spoken aloud. Satan could not know the questions, but I have answered them. I have also heard many private prayers from others that were not spoken aloud. You have found out about them and how I have answered them as well. Satan cannot hear your thoughts. As a test, several prayed private prayers for the last dream, Love and Rebuke. I answered their petitions. Satan could not have known about these private petitions. You have been troubled by the Love and Rebuke dream. You are troubled that the Herald could stand before me, all assembled there, as well as the whole universe, and declare that I came as Adam after sin, how I came in the flesh, how I was placed and born as a child. You are perplexed that after all that was shown that there are bright lights who hold themselves higher than the author and creator of all. Lucifer also held himself in the exalted position to be higher than his creator. Know that even the brightest lights will flicker, dim, and go out. It is important that my people not look to these bright lights for guidance. To light your way, look to the sun. I am the sun, the way, and the light. Please come with me. I want to take you someplace where you have been before. Our feet leave the ground and we now go to a place where I see a school. I know this to be a school I'd attended but do not remember where. We walk through the front doors and proceed into the classroom. I have been in this classroom as well but do not recall where. He looks at me and says, "We are going to study how my people need to test the spirits. My people need to understand that each must study and know who I am and listen to my voice. They need to understand that it is important to test the spirits. There are and will be many who prophesy in my name, but my people of weak minds do not know how to test these spirits. They quickly ask these bright lights to tell them what or who to believe. These bright lights think they know all because they have been placed in a high position. They are deceived in their own thinking. Each has to study to know how to test the spirits. Each has to look by themselves whom I have sent. Put your soul in the hands of no man, for that man may be an agent of Lucifer. Did I not write that in the last days I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh? And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Those that claim to prophesy will have the spirits tested to know if they are to the law and to the testimony. If they test the spirits, and they are my words, and they admit it is my words, grace be unto them. But those that dismiss my words and call good evil, cursed be the ground they walk on." Jesus now turns to me and says, "Write down the things I teach you. Know that as I teach you, my spirit will be with you. I am the author, and you are the messenger. You are to deliver this to my people." I look to the right and I see the herald walk in. It is as if he says, "This is my Lord, my Creator, my Master. In him I do serve. What he shows is my life, my being." Jesus walks over to a big white board and begins writing with his finger. At the top, he writes, "Testing the spirits." He then writes below the following: "When someone is filled with the Holy Spirit, they will exhibit those qualities and attributes associated with those belonging to Christ. You can test the spirits by measuring them against these attributes. Agrees with Scripture. Isaiah 8:20, to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. Brings forth good fruit, Matthew 7:17, even so every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. Bears the fruits of the Spirit, Galatians 5:22-24, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the afflictions and lust. Knows God and hears truth. 1 John 4:6. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Loves Jesus. John 8:42. Jesus said unto them, If God were your Father, ye would love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Loves others. 1 John 4:8. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Hears God's words and keeps them. John 8:47. He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. opens the door and invites Jesus in, is receptive to Christ. Revelation 3:20, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me." Does the will of God, Matthew 7:21, "Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall I enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven." Matthew 12:50, "For whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother." Teaches plainly, 1 Corinthians 14:32-33, "And the spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets, for God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints." Is taught by the Holy Spirit, remembering that which is taught. John 14:26, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." Has wisdom, understanding, counsel, might, knowledge, fear of the Lord, quick of understanding, judges not by sight and does not reprove by the hearing. Isaiah 11:2-3, "And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears." 1 Samuel 16:7, "But the Lord said unto Samuel, Look not at his countenance, or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth, but man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart." Makes melody in his heart to the Lord, gives thanks to God, serves others in the fear of God. Ephesians 5:18-21, "And be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all the things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one another in the fear of God." Confirms that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Matthew 16:16-17, "And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. Live soberly, righteously, and godly, judges himself by the word of God, and finds perfect harmony in it." The Great Controversy, page 396. "The Spirit that does not cause us to live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world is not the Spirit of Christ. The Spirit and Word agree. If a man judges himself by the Word of God and finds a perfect harmony through the whole Word, then he must believe he has the truth. But if he finds a spirit by which he is led does not harmonize with the whole tenor of God's law or book, then let him walk carefully, lest he be caught in the snare of the devil." Keeps the commandments of God. Adventist Review and Sabbath Herald, January 31, 1888. "The Spirit of God will lead us in the path of the commandments, for the promise is that when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. We should try the spirits by the test of God's word, for there are many spirits in the world, to the law and to the testimony. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them." Hears God's prophets, confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. Signs of the Times, September 3, 1894. "But God has given us a rule whereby to test what is truth. The prophet says to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. He that is of God heareth God's word. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep, as I said unto you, My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. If any man think himself to be a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things that I write unto you are the commandments of the Lord. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. Test all teaching and experiences by God's word. The great controversy, introduction. The Spirit was not given, nor can it ever be bestowed, to supersede the Bible, for the Scriptures explicit state that the Word of God is a standard by which all teaching and experience must be tested. Says the Apostle John, Believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. And Isaiah declares, To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. From Special Testimony, Series B, My brethren and sisters, leave all minor tests that you may be tempted to make, and test your spirit by the witness of the Word of God. Study that Word, that you may know the character and will of God. It is positively essential that every believer make the truths of the Bible his guide and safeguard. To every young man and woman, and to those of advanced years, I testify that the study of the Word is the only safeguard for the soul who would remain steadfast unto the end. Humbly Confesses, Testimonies, Volume 3, page 124. The Spirit of the Lord came into the meetings, and humbly confessions were made by some, accompanied by tears. Strives for Unity in Christ, Loma Linda Messages. We must cultivate a spirit of unity. We must strive for unity in following the gospel pattern, Christ Jesus. Jesus is now finished showing me the attributes of testing of spirits. He says, Let us continue talking. I will now answer your next question. You and others have been privately, as well as a group, been praying as to why I have not sent you blank. As I said, I would in the dream called much to do. We both know that you entrusted to a certain individual in confidence the name of blank. In lack of faith, this individual gave out the name. This person who has a problem with memory has forgotten that a trust was given and that they were to be used as a witness. I so want my people to have faith. Will I not find faith but in a very few? I will send you, blank, blank, but not until it is time by my watch. This individual is not ready. Be patient and wait for my voice so that I may speak in my time. I am now taken as an observer and shown only a part of the mailroom dream. I see many people stuffing envelopes while sitting at tables. I look more closely to see them put a Bible and a book labeled Spirit of Prophecy into an envelope. I knew this to represent all the Spirit of Prophecy books by Ellen White. Also included is a large blue piece of paper that says, Are you ready? Jesus is coming. Jesus walks over, takes one of the blue sheets of paper, and shows me how it says, Jesus is coming. He turns it over, and on the back is printed, Testing the Spirits. This is what he taught me in the classroom. I am now shown a part of the dream, go forth. I see myself as an observer looking once again at the large group of people. We are looking at the great council of elders. Jesus stands before them and in front of all of us. I now see individuals I know and recognize. These are the individuals who have dismissed the dreams as from Satan. They have said things which are not true, but even after finding errors in what they stated, they did not want to admit their fault. They have found other things with which to dismiss the dreams and call the herald an evil angel. These individuals walk in front of the elders and stand facing us. They are armed with spears and arrows. Some are holding what look like black round objects. As they start to throw and shoot the items at us, Jesus quickly removes his white robe and throws it over all of us. I watch as the spears hit him. I watch as they shoot arrows that pierce him. I watch as they throw the black objects that hit him. I now see many of God's angels in pure white surrounding Becky and I as we sleep. I see some of God's angels with shields and swords surrounding the other angels but facing outwards. I see many angels in dark gray robes who try to push their way in but are blocked by the angels with shields and swords. I now see myself sleeping as an angel walks over to me, bends down and whispers in my ear. I recognize him as the herald. He whispers what I heard before in the prepare dream. As June is a short month, so is time. Prepare for the wrath of God. Now I observe again part of the stand fast dream. I watch as destruction unfolds on the face of the earth and beneath. Great round burning objects hit certain cities which destroy all who live there. These objects cause the earth to shake. Other cities hundreds of miles away begin to shake and buildings fall, crashing to the ground. I witness earthquakes, tornadoes, typhoons, hurricanes, volcanoes, and fires with great winds. I see explosions of immense heat and fire emerging from the ground. I see fire shoot up in the sky as if it were a fountain of water. I observe certain cities all across the country with unfathomable destruction and so much death. People line up for food and water, but there is none. I am taken again to see the many people lined up and singing the song, I Surrender All. I am shown again where the line ends and what happens. Jesus says, these are those who die for me. They have surrendered all to me. I will place a crown of life and my robe of righteousness around each of them. I watch again how we were shown that it is important, his people, to understand that we are to return a tithe to his storehouse. I am again shown it is important that we understand what the funds are being used for. If an individual is providing funds and they understand that the funds are not being used according to his will, that person will be held accountable if they do nothing about bringing it to the attention of the recipient, the one who holds the keys. The great Creator who said to pay tribute to those who do his bidding. The Herald explains that many tributes are used toward Lucifer's work of using spiritualism and other forms of unholy worship practices from within God's church by those who collect and place the funds in a storehouse. The Herald says that is not God's storehouse. Those that give will be able to see the blessings which come as a wholesome fruit. They will see the fruits of the Spirit as they give in faith when it is placed in God's storehouse. I am now shown that many pastors and teachers are being dismissed from their jobs. This is not because they are not working correctly, but because the monies that were placed in the offering baskets were squandered away. It was invested not in souls or the proclaiming of his message, but in the gambling halls of Satan. I am told the monies were not invested in man, but thrown to the wind. We reap what we sow. I watch as many of God's churches become empty because of the lack of faithful ministers. Other churches grow to the unholy influence of another spirit. They show their many baptisms. I am reminded how they quickly baptize for increasing the number of members. Jesus tells me to look to the right. Many are being baptized while eating unclean things. Their diets are not perfected for baptism. Many are being baptized, and they are not prepared. Many are wearing jewelry. Jesus says, I never gave permission to adorn the body. The body I have entrusted with them is my temple. Why do they defile my holy temple? I did not create you with it, yet you wear it as if it is a part of a necessary outward symbol. I watch as many go through the baptistry while holding their right hand up, so their cigarette will not get wet when they are baptized. Jesus says, "These are not baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit." I am shown how irreverent worship services are held in great numbers. Jesus says, "These are not my worship services." I have a church that will stand the test. It will look as if it will collapse and fall, but it will stand fast no matter how hard it is shaking. This is my church. Jesus turns to me and says that he has heard the accusations made against me and that the herald is an evil angel. He says he has heard the rumblings and the comments that have been made. He again asks if he will find anyone with faith. He now tells me to look at my shoes. On I see I am wearing my Sabbath dress shoes. They are muddy and very dirty. He tells me to remove my shoes. He says, "Use this cloth to wipe your shoes off." He hands me a cloth. It is the same cloth as I have been given in another dream by the herald to clean my shoes. It is made of the same substance as what he wears. I begin wiping the mud and dirt from the top and bottom of my shoes and notice that the more I rub them, the shinier they become. When done, I put my shoes back on. As I hand the cloth back to Jesus, I notice it is as bright white as when he handed it to me. He says, "You have cleaned your shoes. Walk on and do not look back. Let he who calls good evil remain in their comments. This is not your concern. I have shown the truth, the way, and the light." Jesus reminds me of one of the attributes of testing the spirits. A good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. I was shown that many individuals who placed their faith in certain leaders were lost. They did not place their faith in the Son of Man. Jesus shows me how many will come to him and say, "Lord, I have spoken in your name. I have healed in your name. I have baptized in your name. I have exercised in your name. I have prophesied in your name. Jesus, in your name, I have done many wonderful things." He will turn to them and say, "I do not know you. Please leave as you work in the name of Satan." Jesus says, "Share this with all. I sent messages to my herald to whom all were to listen. He was ignored, so I now give these myself. Let he that rides this mountain prostrate before me and confess your sin, so all will hear of your rebellion. A message was sent to my chosen messenger, and you denied my ear and convinced others to turn away. Repent now and ask for forgiveness, so the Father will hear and turn his face toward you. Ask this through and in the name of his Son. Kneel, confess your sins, lest the streams and rivers dry up and the horse that drinks die. Lest you walk the face of the earth and every ear turn away from you as the words you speak fall like rocks from your mouth. Repent, lest the Lord God spew you out of his mouth as boiling seawater. Let he that holds the keys to the vault repent for the evil you have done and spoken against me and my servant. Let him prostrate himself before me, the master key maker, and ask for my forgiveness, and walk no more in the ways of your errors. Let him confess before all of misconstruing what he knows is truth and he has been shown. Confess before all, lest the keys be knocked from your hand and placed in the hands of another. Let this person humble himself before me, the Lord of truth, for speaking errors. Let this person acknowledge a proud, boasting walk and ask for humbleness. Let this person admit their faults of using a tongue that speaks against truth, lest that tongue be cut off and you walk the earth dumb. Let all who have spoken evil against the message and messenger I have sent prostrate themselves before the throne of God. Ask for forgiveness in the name of his Son. Let them admit fault and take up their cross and follow the path I have shown. Let them do this before the book is closed and the name is not written in the book. If he who hears these words of rebuke and a call for repentance still refuses, let all see that these individuals are led not by me, but by Satan. If I stand before you and state that I am Jesus, the Creator and the Morning Star, why will you not want to kneel, repent of your sins, and ask to be forgiven? I am now taken as an observer to the dream. Get ready. I watch as I am in a garden of extreme beauty that cannot be put into words. I walk along a path and come to an open area. I see many angels lined up on each side of the path. They all form one focal point, and that is Jesus who sits on the most beautiful throne. The herald takes me to Jesus. I fall to my knees at his feet. He calls me by my heavenly name and puts a hand on each of my shoulders. He says, I have a message you are to share along with what you have been shown. He then wraps his left arm around me, and I feel his large, open hand against my back as he draws me close to him. His large right hand now cups the left side of my face as he pulls me to his chest. I can feel the strength. I can feel his strength pull me close to him. He then says, tell my brothers that our Father loves them so very, very much. Tell them he is patiently waiting but wants you home now. Tell them to watch and to listen. Tell them to not give up. Tell them to keep their eyes and ears to the horizon. Tell them to not be distracted with the things of this world. Tell them to hold fast to what lies above and is just ahead. Then he pulls me even tighter. I can feel the warmth of his hands on the side of my face, and he says, tell them I am coming to bring them home. Tell them, get ready. Again, I am shown the dream, angel on a white horse. I remember thinking how I was not sure if Becky and I were correct in how we were sharing the dreams and if we were doing something wrong in the way we were sharing what I had been shown. I recalled how I had been praying silently that God would show me if I was correct in doing what I had been doing. I watched as an observer as I inquired if Jesus is upset in how we share the dream. The angel jumps off the horse from the left side, comes around to the right side of the horse where I stand. He touches my left shoulder and says, my heavenly name. He states that Jesus and the Father are very well pleased with how we share the dreams. If there is something wrong, he will tell me and to remember not to get caught up in the trivial things and not to worry about those we share with that have doubt or cause discontent. God will take care of them in his own way. Jesus now turns to me and says, those who doubt and cause discontent, even after they have studied what you are to show them, after each has been shown to test the spirits, as they stand their course of doubting and causing discontent, you are to not concern yourself. It is with me they have issues. You are my messenger. Stay your course and be faithful in your duty. Again, you are to remove your shoes and clean both the top and the bottom. Put your shoes back on and continue on. Do not look back. Do not fear, as I am with you always. Do not feel as if you are alone. You are not. I have called you to be a beacon in the dark. I have called you to share the message I have given you. Be bold, continue on, and know I am with you in all you do, always.